That knife I heard that when I was a very small kid.
Which one?
That bow.
The bow?
That's her bow. You know who that's at? That's her. So that's her bow. That's what we had going to school.
I see.
That wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl liking little boys, and little boys liking little girls. That's his girlfriend. That's a boy friend. After a while, here's your bow. That's my bow. You know, that they be talking like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. We was down and you might say in the primary department, you might run in the beginners, but was in the primary department.
Yes, ma'am.
Boys and girls. I never heard of bows and them things until I went to school.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And my aunts, I had two aunts that were teachers, but they were rural school teachers, and they go out in the country and teach and come home once a month.
Yes, ma'am.
They just come home. Well, they had boyfriends too, and they call them bows, my
yes,
bow.
Ma'am.
And some man would come up and to see him and all like that. And finally, one of them married. The other one didn't get married. She was killed in a fire. Mm. She went to Nashville, Tennessee, to a college there, and it caught on fire. And she's on the fourth story.
Goodness.
And she jumped out that fourth story. For
mm. That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Then, you never could hear Papa didn't lie my father's and my father's sister. He didn't allow you to even mention Nashville.
Mm.
He just didn't want you to meet Nashville because he was just so hurt over it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, say if a boy came home one night and he had lipstick on his collar, you'd say he'd been doing what?
Kissing a girl.
Yes, ma'am.
A girl been kissing him.
And say if he asked the girl to marry him, but she didn't want him, you'd say that she did what to him?
Refused him, all I know.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you think.
Well, would it mean the same thing if you said she jilted him or?
Jilted him.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess so.
Same difference.
Mm-hmm. The same thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they went ahead and got married at the wedding, the man that stands up with the groom, what's he called?
Bridegroom, isn't he?
Beg pardon?
The bridegroom?
Well, the man who stands up with the bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
See, the best.
Oh, the best man.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot about him. The best man. Well, the man, the man that's getting married is the bridegroom, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And then the best man. I
yes,
see him. Mm-hmm.
Is there a girl that stands up with the bride?
Mm-hmm. Maid of honor.
Maid of honor. Around this part of the country, after the wedding, if the couple weren't going on a honeymoon, if they just went back home, did you ever hear a lot of people following them back to the house and just raising all kind of ruckus and carrying on and maybe shooting off guns and just getting a little bit rowdy?
No, I haven't heard.
You heard of that?
Mm-mm.
Have people ever here talking about?
Plenty of them have married and didn't go in a place. Just married and went. They make good. What I mean, they marry, go to their mother's home, the girl's mother's home, and they serve them and all like that.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
When they got ready to live together, he has gotten a place for them.